Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 861.
Today we hear from Mark, who asks,
can you remind us of the social purpose of writing fiction? If we feel compelled to do something with our lives that helps the world or others, how can we justify writing stories when, possibly, what is needed is caring for others physically or being more politically active in ways that take us away from the computer screens? I know you're more on the side of, you can't do much about the world, and I respect that, but can you remind us of why fiction is important on a social level?
Oh, I don't think you can't do much about the world. I just think that activism is one of the least efficient ways to do it for a number of reasons. The game theoretics on it are bad. The people in a position to do activism are people who have access to large amounts of money and influence that often put them in a camp that is already well in line with the status quo. So if you're seeking to change things, the only two ways to do it are through grassroots activism, which is a lifelong pursuit and very, very difficult and usually doesn't scale. Occasionally, when you're at the right inflection point in history, grassroots activism is very effective. Most of the time, it's not, either because the coalition you have to put together is so broad that accomplishing a focused goal is almost impossible, or because the coalition you have to put together is so broad that once you accomplish the focused goal, the organization you put together to accomplish it becomes a monster of its own and winds up becoming a long-term liability. There are exceptions. But usually that's the way it happens. However, to risk quoting a very old tired saw, politics is downstream from culture. And the thing that activists tend to get wrong is they tend to think it's the other way around. Not always, but often, especially since the culture wars started in the mid-70s. The Civil Rights Revolution happened not because politics changed the culture, but because the culture had moved far enough in the direction of inclusivity in terms of the relationship between the broader culture and the black community, that the broad-scale support existed within the culture to remedy the obvious legal inequities that were baked into the system. That's why the civil rights movement worked. People didn't suddenly stop being racist after Jim Crow was outlawed. The cultural momentum had already passed the tipping point once the laws were passed. And it's very easy looking back to look at the legislative victories of activism as the point at which the battle was won. But actually, most of the time, legislative victories in any cause or crusade are the capstone final. It's like the award you get for having won. It's the medals ceremony.
For a more modern example, you can look at the gay marriage and gay rights activism in the 90s and the 2000s.
Right.
And how the legal victories for gay marriage came after a point where more than 60% of the population was for legal gay marriage.
Or at least for effective equality of gay relationships with straight relationships. But that wasn't, that particular cause wasn't a political cause. That was the end result of things like Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City and The Ellen Show and Dharma and Greg and all sorts of other fantastic cultural achievements along the way that destigmatized, I'm deliberately not using the word normalized because it actually has two meanings, that destigmatized gay relationships in the minds of people who did not have regular contact with people in the homosexual community. Culture is where the game is played. Now, that's true whether you care about politics particularly or whether you just care about culture. I don't care about politics particularly. Politics is transitory. Culture is what lasts. It's what forms the lifeblood of a people, a nation, a species, that connects the past to the future, that gives us a collective narrative and meaning, and it forms the field upon which the game of politics is played. Other things come into politics as well that don't have a whole hell of a lot to do with culture. So what I care about is culture. Politics is fascinating phenomenologically to me, but it's an irritating, necessary evil. And I prefer parts of the world where it's not necessary, because those are the parts that's interesting. Politics is a zero-sum game. People are struggling for power. Culture is a positive-sum game where, despite the fact that there are many arguments, despite the fact that there are often vicious rivalries, the sum total of the cultural project is to enrich the world that everybody lives in. And this is true even with cultural products that you or I may think are pretty iffy at best, execrable at worst. They still enrich the ground that we all grow in. So that's the politics and culture thing. As far as the particular value of fiction, storytelling is the most basic form of human relationship. Not the most basic form of any relationship, but the most basic form of relationship that is uniquely human. Sex, food sharing, labor sharing, those are all common to all the social animals and many of the asocial animals. But storytelling is basic to all relationships that are uniquely human. So it has tremendous value because it creates communities, it creates the metaphors that make up our language, it keeps the pot of ideas boiling. It's a fantastic bulwark against and subversive force in the midst of totalitarian social or political movements, because people will engage ideas in a story that they won't engage in a non-fictional format. It's tremendously important, and it's not mutually exclusive to caring for the sick, caring for the downtrodden. In fact, it's part of that endeavor. One of the mistakes that we in the West made in the Enlightenment, there are a few. I'm a big fan of the Enlightenment, but part of the thing about being a fan of something is you have to be able to articulate its weak points. And the weak point of the Enlightenment is utilitarianism. The idea that if you reduce suffering and you reduce need and want, you will create a happy society, a happy people. But it's not true. Suffering and need and want are indeed sources of misery, but their lack does not create meaning. In fact, their lack can destroy meaning if it's done wrong. The struggle for anything that yields a reward that's greatly valued is what creates meaning. That means it's really easy to find meaning in a life where you struggle for and win a meager subsistence. Struggling for and failing to win a meager subsistence, that robs you of meaning. But struggling for and winning a meager subsistence creates meaning. It's not the only way to create meaning, thankfully. Storytellers are in the meaning business. we give people gestalt journeys to go on, to gestalt struggles to go through, to win meaning in the end, to win an understanding of what it means to be human, to win a sense of connection to the broader human story that we're all a part of. You tell children stories when they're sick or at bedtime. When, if you've ever cared for an elderly relative, seeing to their physical needs may be arduous and kind of disgusting sometimes, but it's not what the bulk of the work is. The bulk of the work is sharing conversation, sharing reminiscences, sharing stories, whether they're stories that happened in real life that you're connecting about, or whether it's movies that you both love, or that you're sharing with each other, or whether you're reading a book to them at night because their eyes don't work anymore. One of the great errors of the late 20th century, in my view, is the equating of politics with culture, and that's an error that is born out of the triumph of the civil rights movement. Politics has nothing particular to do with culture. Politics is about the administering of resources in a civilization. People fight for cultural power because they want to have control over the resources for their group or for their ideology. But it's not a cultural pursuit. It is, however, if it's something you care about, it is downstream of culture. Culture creates the grounds upon which politics is played. But politics is the least important, in my view, of all of the pursuits that humans can engage in. It's important. But of all the important pursuits, it falls way behind family relationships, friends, music, fiction, poetry, storytelling, general local community building, and economy. After that, you get politics. Now, politics touches all the others in a feedback loop. But politics is always an afterthought of and an instantiation of the prevailing cultural zeitgeist. And when you're in times like we're in right now, where there is no prevailing cultural zeitgeist because the culture is fragmented, politics is just a raw struggle for power and isn't all that interesting, except insofar as it directly threatens you. So that's what I've got for this. Mark has sent in a follow-up, which we will deal with tomorrow. See ya.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.